Matt Ramone here from K-Bull 93. So the Elite Rodeo Athletes Rodeo comes to the Maverick Center April 8th and 9th. That's Friday and Saturday. And who do I have on the phone?
Hey, that's Ryan Moats.
The famous healer, team roper, Ryan Moats. We can't wait to see you at the ERA here this weekend.
Hey, thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. Pretty exciting getting ahead in there.
We're excited. Now, where are you from?
I live in Weatherford, Texas, right by Fort Worth.
Now, you've qualified for the NFR four times.
You got it.
But what's cooler than that is that you hold the world record for the fastest time in team roping at a 3.3.
Yes, sir.
One, two, three, then it's done. How do you rope it that fast?
Man, it takes, I guess, a lot of practice and a lot of good luck, a lot of good things going together.
Yeah, look at the draw, good horse, good partner.
Any of that stuff that comes together that fast, it takes a lot of good stuff going the right way.
Speaking of your roping partner, who's going to be heading for you at the ERA Rodeo this weekend?
I'm roping with Aaron Sinigeni is who I'm roping with.
Aaron Sinigeni is an amazing roper, just one of many from the Navajo Nation. This guy can get a job done.
That guy's awesome, man. We've been able to rope together for almost 2 years now. So he's last year's world champion header. And, I came up a little short. I was a reserve champion last year, but it's great to get to rope when it ropes so good.
Yeah, it's money in the bank. That's what it is. Now, what made you want to do team roping when you were younger?
Man, my family actually team ropes. My dad is the 1977 world champion team roper. He actually won it with my uncle, his brother. So they won the world title together. So my grandpa also competed at the NFR a long time ago. And my mom's side, my family both sides of my family come from kind of some ranching backgrounds and team roping backgrounds.
And that is what makes the sport of rodeo so great. It's really strong in the family. People who've been doing this have relatives who've been doing this for years.
It is.
Now let's talk about your horse, your healing horse, Starbucks. Did you train him yourself?
I did. Yeah, we raised him. Everything I've got, we actually raise and train right there at the ranch. So that's kind of nice that way. Kind of get to know the personality traits and stuff of him growing up. But I think he's 18 this year. I've been riding him for almost everything that good that I've ever accomplished and good that I've ever won. He's a former horse of the year and a couple time reserve horse of the year. So he's won as many awards as I have. So it's kind of nice having same thing. Good partner for a horse, good partner for a header, always important.
Now, at what point in your life did you say to yourself that, you know what, I'm in team rope for a living. I want to make a paycheck out of this sport.
You know, it's kind of something I've always wanted to do. Growing up, kind of in a horse training and rodeo background both, I've kind of always done both. Probably about the time when I was in college, I decided I wanted to try it full time and go at it full time. So I've been pretty much horse trainer and professional healer since then.
That's great. Me myself, I team rope, so I know that the Bob Fice Invitational, when you won that, was probably a turning point in your career.
You know, that was a great turning point for me. At that point in time, I had I'd made the NFR before and kind of done some stuff like that, but that roping, the BFI, man, that's an amazing roping. Growing up, I grew up in California until I was about 10, it's kind of a West Coast roping.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nationwide roping, but, growing up, that was something. I remember being a little kid going up there and, sitting in the corridor up top, running over and watching them guys rope and stuff. So to win that roping, and that's been one of my best ropings. So to have the biggest roping there is be one of your, kind of most lucky spots, I guess you could say. That's an amazing roping.
Yeah, the BFI, if you can win that, you can win anything with an average.
That's pretty much it. Yeah, so it sure enough, like I said, it's a big, kick in the butt, to kind of boost your confidence right there and to go head-to-head with all those guys in that long of a day of a deal, man, it's pretty cool roping.
Now, high school rodeo is pretty much a launching point for a lot of young cowboys and cowgirls out there. Did you high school rodeo when you were younger?
I did, yeah. I headed all through high school and a little bit through college. My dad also headed, so we kind of made the swap over to healing. What we do at the family ranch is train cutting horses down there, so not as much of the big end of the horses. So I kind of switched over naturally. It kind of worked out the healing end, obviously, my dad being a header. Mm-hmm. And training cutting horses. We had, you know, kind of the heel horse, calf horse type of looking horses. So yeah, I high school rodeoed right there in Texas.
Wow, just like Utah, Texas, when it comes to roping, has to be tough.
Man, yeah, it gets you ready for real life of rodeo.
I remember when I high school rodeo here in Utah, you had to be under 6 seconds to be in the top three at most rodeos.
You know, what's crazy is nowadays, kids nowadays are way better than we used to be. And, you know, going forward, I can only imagine, you know, where they'll get.
Yes, they're getting faster and faster. All right, let's talk about the elite rodeo athletes. This rodeo made by the Cowboys. I mean, 52 of the best Cowboys and Cowgirls in the world got together to form this. Are you liking it so far?
I love it. You know, what we want to bring is we want to bring more of a fan-friendly, family-friendly type of a show and bring the best names in rodeo, the best stock in rodeo right to your hometown. So getting to go up to Redmond last week, we're headed to Boise this week, and then down to Salt Lake next week. It's been great. You know, we get to spend time in town. We get to spend a lot of time in Redmond. We'll be in Salt Lake, you know, early next week. We'll be around town getting to do some stuff, and man, that makes it nice not having to spend all day in the truck.
And the third stop on this 15-city tour is right here in Salt Lake City, Maverick Center, Friday and Saturday night. Ryan Motes, keep up the tough roping, and good luck to you Friday and Saturday at the Maverick Center.
You bet. Thank you.
And if you're planning on going to the ERA Rodeo at the Maverick Center April 8th and 9th, keep this in mind. At 6 o'clock every night, you can go down on the arena floor and interact with your favorite Cowboys or Cowgirls. Some of these are world champions, and they're going to be right here at the Maverick Center. You get your pictures taken with them, get some autographs, and just talk with the ones you look up to in the world of rodeo. Maverick Center, April 8th and 9th. Tickets are on sale now at SmithTix and SmithTix.com. And keep in mind, kids 12 and under, half price on Friday night and $5 off kid tickets for Saturday night. For the Elite Rodeo Athletes Rodeo Maverick Center, get your tickets now at SmithTix.com.